Coach, is there anything you can take from the last time you played the Chiefs and apply it to this week's game, or again, it's week to week and take them one at a time?
That's true, but we can certainly learn, having only played them a month ago. You know, certainly the things that both teams will take from that experience, that game, and apply forward. There's some things we have to do better, obviously, they end up winning the game.
Derek obviously had a tough fourth quarter in that game, and statistically maybe since then he hasn't been where he was early in the year. Is it important for him to close the year strong and kind of, you know, get him feeling good going in the offseason?
Yeah, I think he's had a really strong year. You know, it's one more opportunity to add on to that. You know, he's nearing the franchise record for touchdowns thrown. He's thrown for a bunch of yards. He's done a great job bringing us back in several games. So I think he's had a really strong year, and it'd be great to end that year on a strong note.
Take a look at the Chiefs, 9 straight wins for them, but you wouldn't exactly call them a juggernaut. They haven't been blowing people out. They've been winning those 3-point games, 5-point games. How have they been able to do that over the last 9 weeks?
That's typically what our league's about, is, you know, teams are close, are evenly matched. I think what they've been able to do is win games. They've been able to win the field position battle. They've been able to win the turnover battle. They've scored defensively. I think they lead the league in defensive touchdowns. If not, they're at the top. So those are ways that they've found to kind of overcome the loss of a guy like Jamal Charles. I mean, one of the best backs in the league, and they've lost him, and they've been able to continue to win. So that's a credit to their football team.
How important moving forward to finish 8-8 and finish with a win moving into the offseason? Does that have any significance at all?
Yeah, I mean, most important for us, we knew when we started this last month that we had each of our division opponents, you know, one more time. And, you know, we saw Denver, we saw San Diego, and now we get to see Kansas City. So we get one last chance to make a mark in our division.
Did you meet a lot of your expectations when the season started?
Sorry?
Have you reached a lot of your expectations from when the season started?
Yeah, I think we'll get into recap of the season stuff. Next week, you know, or during the off season. But right now, it's about taking advantage of this opportunity to go into Kansas City and take on the Chiefs, and you know, looking to finish strong with a real strong performance.
What's your take on the way the rookie class has come along? A lot of guys have gotten in there, gotten to play, and it looks like you have some talent there.
Yeah, you know, we believe in developing talent. That we acquired in the draft, that we brought in as free agent acquisitions, that the guys that have been here that are continuing to get an opportunity to compete, you know, guys like Seth, who have created roles for themselves. So, yeah, you know, we've created that kind of culture here. I like that. Part of it is developing players, and we feel like we've done a solid job in that category. And that's not one that ends. You know, we want to continue with that.
More difficult environments to play in Arrowhead Stadium. You've been there several times as a coach, and I'm sure as a player as well. Team has been better on the road this year than at home. What's it going to take to win a game in that environment?
You've got to go handle the. You got to have poise in the noise. You're going to have noise. For us, you know, we've been pretty solid at the way we've traveled. You know, business-like approach. You know, so I think really that's what it takes: go in there and play well. Hostile environment; they're as loud as we let them be. You know, if we play well, they won't be quite as loud.